Welcome. We are once again. We're once again live down here in the Bear Cave Studios for another episode of that OTBS on that bill shit with me, your host, Freddy Alonso, with my co-host, Big E Mafia himself. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, listen. The devil is a liar, brother. Let me tell you that, man. The devil is a liar, bro. Yo, how long we been trying to set this joint up, man?
An hour is what we've been doing.
Yo, if it wasn't today, bro, it was Amazon, you know, almost messed the package up. You know what I'm saying? Pause. You know, almost fumbled the bag, man. Like, anyway, but yo, we ain't gonna fret on that, man. We ain't not gonna get the devil too much energy this week, bro. You know what I'm saying? What's bro, up with you, brother?
I'm good, bro. Nothing crazy going on over here. You know, just living the dream. Pro Bowl's going on right now.
Yeah, I know.
Super Bowl next week. I could.
Bro,
Patrick
are you watching
Mahomes,
any of that
Pro
Bowl?
Got arrested for his third DUI. I mean, what else?
Bro, I mean,
what else can go on?
Yo, listen, man. Where are we gonna start? I mean, my boy sent me the link to that, right? To see that he got arrested, and I saw his mugshot. Did you see his mugshot?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did he look concerned?
No. Not even in the slightest.
The dude is. Listen. Whenever you are smiling in your mugshot, that tells me that you don't got too much concerns about being arrested. You just know that this is kind of a formality, and
right.
24 hours, you're gonna be out of there. You're not too worried about it, because I know me. I don't give a goddamn what I got arrested for. My face would not. I would not be smiling, bro.
I would not be smiling. No way.
You know,
and
like
in Texas, on your third DUI conviction. It's 2 to 10 years prison term. He ain't getting none of that.
He's not getting out of that, bro. Not with his son playing in the Super Bowl next week. I'm willing to bet my entire check for the month of February that dude is not going to see any real jail time or have any worries or concerns about any jail time, because didn't his son went to Texas A&M and played there and all that? Oh, please forget it, bro.
He went to Texas
forget
Tech.
It, man. That yep. dude. Yeah. What I said, Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Listen. See, look at me. I got confused. I barely graduated high school. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was the same school. But look, man, I'm not worried about that dude going to jail. His son is a multi-time Super Bowl champion. He's the face of the nation right now. You know, one phone call to Taylor Swift and that dude's going to be out of there immediately.
He's going to have to sign some stuff, send it out. There's going to have to be some Super Bowl tickets involved, I think.
Oh, of course.
That's good. If that's going through my mind, yeah.
Of course, man. Like you know, that's not even, this is like non-news. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... Please, this is all just a formality, and
how much
I don't
money
think we need to worry.
Has he spent getting his dad and his brother out of legal trouble?
I'm going to say
his brother had the whole thing last year.
Yeah, I'm going to say north of $500,000.
Easy,
and that's just,
I think so too.
You know, and his brother's just a weirdo, man. I'm not. I'm not gonna go too far into that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them the alphabet mafia to come after me and, you know,
right.
To start
of course
getting a whole bunch of hate mail and all this other stuff. But bro, listen, man, his brother's a strange guy. You know, it has nothing to do with his preferences. He just has he moves kind of crazy, you know.
He moves real different. Real different.
You know, he reminds me of a guy that might be on an episode of Law and Order SVU one day. I don't know.
I see.
She gave me permission.
She said it was okay.
She said it was okay. She's lying. I paid her. Oh, all right.
I gave her all the money.
Step into the cell.
Right.
into Ice Cube's famous line, that was rape, man. You raped that girl.
Oh,
no Golden Globes for Ice Cube anytime soon. But yeah, it is what it is, bro. And you, have you watched any of this Pro Bowl that's going on as we speak?
I was watching some of it before. I like the concept better than years past. The players seem to be more into it. You see them more lively on the sidelines. The coaches, you know, you got Ray Lewis, Peyton Manning, Wes Welker, DeMarcus Ware, Eli. You got a who's who on those sidelines. And Ray Lewis looks like he's having a blast running that defense. Like he's ready to jump right in.
He does. He does.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, I can't do it, man. Yo, I haven't been able to watch any like postseason type festivities in a long time and be able to enjoy it. It's like to me, watching a Pro Bowl is it's not easy, bro. Especially because our team has been so good these past few years. Like we should have been in the Super Bowl. Like these past 3 to 4 years, you know, and
at least one.
It's not like
at least one.
At least one of them, and it's not like 10 years ago when our team was trash and you had no choice but to root for like the Giants or the Seahawks or the Steelers, and you know it was enjoyable. But when you have a good team and they're supposed to be there, it's kind of just like I'm hating, bro. I'm hating. I don't want to see the Chiefs. I don't want to see the 49ers. I don't want to see Stephon Diggs playing tug of war with fucking CeeDee Lamb. I don't want to watch that, man. I don't want to hear about Josh Allen playing golf. I don't want to hear it, man. I don't. And if I see one more advertisement on ESPN about Josh Allen being in the running for the MVP, listen, man, Josh needs to take his ass home and sit down and recoup and just – the whole team just needs – I don't want to see nobody saying nothing. Diggs come out. You know, they try to make all this stuff about what he said. And oh, God.
What do you think about that? I know a lot of people are saying different things. Oh, man, what's he going to do? Where's he going to go? Is he going to move? Is he happy? He stays or is he out?
I'm going to say this on February 4th, 2004. It's too early, man. It's still too early. See, last year it was a little bit different because we got closer to the season starting and it was just like, you know, he's not reporting to minicamp and all of this other stuff. So it was like, all right, maybe something. But, you know, they still just lost a couple weeks ago and the wounds are still very fresh. Now, he didn't say anything that was like, you know, like he gave too much details as to how he felt. And
right.
But, you know, like you said, it is what it is. You just never know. So I'm not feeding into it like as many, you know, of these media outlets are or a lot of other Bills fans are, bro. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not. And at the end of the day, I hate to say this because I love the dude. But if he wants to go, all right. You know, it's not Josh Allen saying that.
Right. My biggest concern this offseason is restructuring Josh's contract. Because he's going from an $18 million cap hit to $47 million. And that chews up a whole lot of cap with a lot of space and a lot of guys we need to re-sign. So it makes me a little bit nervous on that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to have to do something, especially if he wants the help that we need to kind of get us over that hump. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I don't think our offense needs too much tweaking. I still think towards the end of that stretch in our season, he wasn't playing the greatest football, you know. I think with a decent offseason with Joe Brady and him kind of getting together with him, they'll be all right. And, you know, we've said it on shows prior to this. I think the biggest thing we need to fix this offense is our defense. As, you know, as my daughter Avery would say, they look old, musty, dusty, and crusty. That's what just, it's just, it's that's true. What it looks like.
It's so true.
It just, they ragtag, man. They just, I was watching some highlights, some Bills highlights on YouTube from like 5-6 years ago. And I'm like, God damn, I didn't even know, I didn't even remember Jordan Poyer was on the team that long. Or Micah Hyde. It was like some of these guys, it's like, yeah. Man, these dudes is kind of up there. You know, I think it's kind of time we separate ourselves with them.
Well, they're both free agents at the end of this year. Tre'Davious White, we don't know what he's going to look like, if he's going to be healthy.
Yeah.
Elam looks like a bust. Yeah. In that playoff game, he looked like he got beat on every play except for that interception. And, like, they kind of gave it to him. I'm like,
yeah. If I'm his agent, I'm just pretty much telling him, listen, as soon as that phone rings, I'm picking it up and taking the first offer that that we get. Because yo, bro, you said it. Look,
we out,
bro.
For real,
we out. And by the way, if you see the hoodie, it says "We out." It has nothing to do with the Bills. This is a famous line from Harriet Tubman. "We out."
Let's go.
You know, it was well documented. I learned that in Beach Channel High School that she said that to one of the slave masters when he called. He said, "Hey, where you niggas going?" She said, "We out. We out."
So just a little behind the scenes note on HGBS, we are going to be bringing you guys some new stuff this year, or within these next couple episodes. We're going to start bringing on some guests, some friends of ours.
Oh, yeah.
You know, little Tony Soprano's line right there. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah. He's a friend of ours.
He's one of us. He's a good guy. But yeah, we're going to be bringing on some folks like us.
Yeah, no, some folks like us and some folks that are way worse than us. And I'm putting this disclaimer out there now. We are not responsible for anything that these people say in the future. Because you've got some pretty wild people out there that we know, and we're just going to have to open the gate and unleash the dogs on the public.
Like the disclaimer before the McAfee show? The views and points of everybody else on the show do not reflect the ones of the host.
Mm-hmm. And that's saying a lot, man, because we say some pretty outlandish
shit. We say some crazy shit.
Me, like, I know I say some outlandish shit. You know, Freddie, he's been known to, don't let him get that Applejack Daniels shit.
It's here. Listen, it's here, bro.
And this is Sunday. This is the Lord's Day, so we're not gonna drink too much. I mean, he could do what he do, man. I'm gonna stick. I got some water. I got to go to work tomorrow. I'm not gonna go too crazy. You know, if it was Saturday, it might be a different story.
But, bro,
what are we gonna get into first, man? Because, brother, listen. You brought up the Vince McMahon stuff last week.
I did.
Right?
I did. I just dropped it in. And just a little.
Bro. Now, I'm gonna say something right now. I don't know the 100% ins and out or what you guys brought up on your other show, right? But if for those of you that don't know or haven't read the ins and out or the details of these documents that have come out about Vince McMahon. I'm just going to give you one. And this was this was the first detail that I heard. So God knows what else is out there, right? This dude was having a threesome with this chick, right? You know, the chick that is involved. And she's saying that during the course of the threesome, that this dude, Vince McMahon, stopped in the middle of the act and took a dump on her head. Like, he took a shit.
All right, so I've had some time to process this, right? How do you keep that going?
Please.
Like, all right. Let me paint a picture for you. This girl is getting banged out by some other dude, right? And all of a sudden you hear, and it's Vince dropping the shit on her forehead. Like, how does...
Yo, listen, bro. The only way that I could, and, you know, I'm going to get a little fucking depictive right now. You know, so viewer discretion is advised. But the only thing that I could picture is, you know, like they're like Eiffel towering this thing. You know what I'm saying? And the other dude's back there putting in the work and, you know, he getting to the, and then he just, hold on a second, goddammit. Turned around and hold her head still. Ah. And, you know, he got that voice going.
It was me.
And then he, it was me. It was me, Austin.
Oh, goddamn. Well, what's that smell? It smells like shit in here.
It was me, Austin! I took a shit on her head. But, like, also, like, if you that other dude, right? If you back there and you putting in work and the guy on the other end starts doing that, what do you do? Like, how do you... Bro, I don't understand that shit. Listen, threesome over.
Yeah, it's right? A wrap.
And also, hold on. I wanna backtrack a little bit for those, because I know the vernacular gets kind of mixed up a little bit. I want to take that back. As far as I know, because I didn't hear anything about no gay sex happening between Vince and his dude. All right. There's a difference between a threesome and a chick getting a train run on her. Apparently, she was getting a train run on her, because, you know, a threesome would entail all three of them having, interactions with one another, which, as far as we know, didn't happen. So I want to, you know, reiterate what I said. She was getting a train run on her, and Vince McMahon took a shit on her head. And forced her to... That's disgusting, bro. I don't mean to make jokes out of it, but the shit is disgusting, but it sounds funny.
It's wild. And,
bro,
I think I brought it up last week. They've given him the Chris Benoit treatment on the website. So they have wiped Vince McMahon clean off the WWE website. All of Brock Lesnar's stuff on the WWE shop has been put up for sale. It's all on clearance.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's insane.
That is wild. That is wild, man.
And that is wild. I read this. So the NDAs that were signed were not made by WWE or with WWE's knowledge. So they might not be valid. So if that's the case, it's about to be Niagara Falls. It's about to rip.
My gosh, man. And then I don't know how true it is, but I heard John Laurinaitis is coming out and saying that he was a victim. He didn't have a choice but to take part.
Right. That's okay. Let me start here. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
I don't want to do this, Vince. I don't know if I want to do this, Vince. This doesn't sound... Shut up and play your cock out.
Right, yeah. Like, that's... All right, fine. I guess. You know? Like, shut up. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm like, this God. Motherfucker. Yeah. Like, really? That's your out? That's what you're trying to get?
Come on. Oh, yo, bro. Listen, man. Listen. Yo.
His brother is turning over in his grave right now. That shit is wild.
Bro, I don't know, man. Yo, like, but where do you go from here, man? Where do you go? Like, he can never come back now. You can't even mention his name. Like you said, he's going to get the Chris Benoit treatment and just be erased from history.
From a company he built. Well, his dad started it, but he blew this thing out of the water. And now you're fucked. You'll never see the screen again.
Ever. You think Stephanie comes back and makes an appearance?
It's possible. I think she goes backstage. I don't see her coming on camera. But I know one of the reasons she left and Shane left was because they caught wind of what he was doing.
What is that? Are you serious?
That's some of the murmurings that are going around, if that's the right word. I guess, maybe.
Damn.
But yeah. The shit is wild, man. Like, it's insane.
Damn, bro. Bro, this is crazy. But I will say, this has been out for what, like 2 weeks now? This news?
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So, now, my question is, if you don't hear any, because, you know, they made that claim like, oh, we did this so the other victims can come out and tell their side of the story and, you know, all this other stuff. So if no other woman comes out from here until the end of this and doesn't, like, say, oh, I have a story, too. Like, do we think that, all right, this chick might just be lying?
So,
I mean, they have text messages.
Do that. Apparently, the FBI are involved as well because of the whole trafficking thing.
Oh, boy.
So, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better, I think. It's crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's over. So, is Vince going to go to jail?
I am
gonna go to jail, no,
like,
bro.
That's a tough one. If it comes up, like, how would you? What criminal charges would be there? Like, if it was consensual, but it's coming out, like, I don't know the legal aspect of it to really try.
Well, if they're talking about sex trafficking. Sure, that's some pretty serious shit, bro.
That's like, crazy, that's, right?
You're looking at some real,
how long?
I don't know. I mean,
how long before Law and Order SVU does an episode? Straight from the headlines. You know, that's their, that's their motto, you know?
Yo, this shit almost doesn't seem real, man. Yo, and you know, I said this to somebody like a little while ago. Do you realize that the January of every year for like the past 5 or 6 years has been like crazy? Like there's always been some like wild things happening. Like didn't Kobe pass away in January?
The start of February. It was like, maybe. Hold on.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, every January, like, there's some massive, like a bomb gets dropped, and I don't know, like, there's some wild stuff. Then, you know, you also had the Cat Williams dropping bombs on fucking Cedric and Steve Harvey and all of this other stuff. And
that was wild.
Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, January 26th was when Kobe passed.
Yo.
That messed me up, man. Yo. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That was the first athlete that passed away that really like hit home. Like I had posters of Kobe on like my notebooks for school, in my room, like Slam magazine. Like I had all that stuff. His jersey, like I was a huge Kobe fan. Kobe and Iverson during that era were my dudes.
So I said it last week, and, you know, my lifelong friends know this. I was a Shaquille O'Neal fan from every team that he went to. And I can honestly tell you that 10-year when Shaq was with the Lakers, I was, you know, I don't like to admit this, but I was one of those avidly annoying Laker fans. Like, bro, I had all kinds of – I had the Lakers warm-up gear that I'd wear after every playoff – like, every playoff series win. I swear to you, I had the Lakers warm-up – the break with the breakaway pants – that my mom got from the NBA store that used to be in Manhattan. I don't know if it's still there anymore. Yes. But
yep.
This is how gay I was, bro, in high school. I had a bedazzled Lakers bracelet. that I would wear just to fucking like we had a bunch of Kings fans. Every time we beat the Kings, I'd be like, yo, look. But you know, I say that to say, and like I said, I was a big Shaq fan, and my boy Eric was a huge Kobe fan, and then me and him would have our beef, like, no, Shaq is the leader of the team. He'd be like, no, Kobe's the leader. But anyway, I say that to say, yo, Kobe was a huge deal when I was in high school to me, man. And yo, finding that out, and then to have that happen with your daughter is
insane.
It still sucks to even think about it, bro. For real, man. For real.
And then
so,
this January, we lost Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed,
bro,
which is nuts. Like, and bro, I was talking to one of my boys about this yesterday. It's crazy to see where people know him from.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, us. That's Apollo Creed. Like, that will forever be Apollo Creed, and that's it. You got some, like, oh, that's Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. Like, that's where they know him. Like, my little guy, he's like, oh, he was in The Mandalorian. So he knows him from Star Wars. I'm like, the spectrum of where he's recognized is crazy.
Yo, man. Yo, you are so right, man. You know what else is crazy? So my boy Matt, shout out to my boy Matthew, man. He hit me and he said, yo, it's crazy to think, right? Like, when we first saw him, like, because I remember him from the Rocky movies and all of this. When we first saw him, right, and saw him in his glory days and in Rocky, in Action Jack, all this stuff, right? We are the age that he was when we first saw him. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to think, like, how much time has right? Yo, like,
holy,
it's
shit.
Crazy.
That just blew, you know, my mind right there.
Yo, it's crazy. And, yo, that dude, man, like, I cannot. First of all, Rocky 3, to me, best Rocky.
Yes.
Of all time.
3 and 4.
Of all time.
Those are it for me.
3 and 4 is the best, man. Yo, he has the most, to me, the most popular motivational lines in Rocky 3. There is no tomorrow.
There is no
tomorrow. This guy will knock you on your ass, man. Yo, I'm
Get your hands up, Rock. Come on.
Keep your hands up. What's the matter with you? What's the matter? You want to be laid up in the hospital for 3 weeks this time? Come on, man. He's hooking. There is no tomorrow.
Oh, man. I just rewatched that scene, man. Probably yesterday. Crazy.
Oh, bro.
And
just everything.
Not to mention, many people don't know, he played for the Raiders and Al Davis.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. You just dropped the ball. You just dropped the jewel on me, bro. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. I did not know that.
Look it
man.
Up. I think he was number 70 something.
Wow, yo, that's crazy. And then they took him out.
Number 49. Yep.
Wow, man, that's wild. That is some wild stuff, bro. And you know, like I just said, didn't fast forward to Rocky IV. They killed him. They fucking killed him. If Rocky would have just thrown that damn towel.
Throw in the damn towel.
So close. Rocky's a bastard, man. Yo, look, yo, I don't mean to veer too far off the trail.
Do it.
As an older guy, right? Or as an older person, let me not just say guy. And this goes out to everybody. I want y'all to really think about this. Think about all the things that you've watched growing up, right? That you watch now, and you're like, yo, this character that I thought was supposed to be like some beloved character, a part of this movie, that you watch now, and you're like, yeah, that was a fucking asshole, man. Or that one, or a woman, like the love interest, like, yo, she was a bitch, bro. Like, what the fuck? And I'm gonna tell you which one stands out to me. And
let's see, bro, if it's the same, because I got one in my mind. Let's see if it's the same.
I want to see if it links up. And bro, Forrest Gump is my favorite movie of all time.
Yes.
Is my favorite. I can watch that movie over and over and over again, 7 days a week, right? And it was about like 10 years ago that I started to realize, yo, Jenny's a bitch, man.
Bitch, yes.
Yes. Yo, Jenny is a fucking asshole, bro. And you want to know something? You want to know how many women that I know are just like Jenny?
That's
a lot of them, right? A lot of women are just like Jenny. And I know they're going to be, I know women are going to be mad. Hey, listen, I'm sure there's dudes out there that you could compare to in movies. It is what it is. But there are a lot of women out there that are just like Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
That guy who loves you. You know, he might not have everything you want right now, but then what happens?
But he does know what love is.
He does know what love is. And then what happened to Jenny? He done fucked around. He done fucked around. And guess what? Your monkey ass done caught Hep C. And now you're out of here.
Yep.
But that's what
and
you
now
get.
Now you want to come back to Forrest? Fuck you, bitch. That's what I say. I was watching
you.
I was watching it the other day, and me and Marty were watching it, and we're like, oh, she's the biggest bitch in the world. 100%, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, he does everything for you. He gets you out of trouble. He does this, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Knocks down your childhood home, all that shit. And you repay him. By not telling me as a kid until you get sick and you're about to die so that he can take care of? What?
I'll tell you something. And, you know, one thing that they left out of that movie, and just Paul Forrest, the dude never even went to go get a DNA test because it's not like the fucking kid looked like him any goddamn way.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? That'd have been the first thing I did was go get you named him after me. That don't make him mine.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I need to make sure that you're not playing me. How many cutscenes did they show her in dudes laying in the bed in her back of her clothes and left?
In a car.
I don't know that this
like,
come on.
In the back seat at a Black Panther party. Like,
I'm sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party.
It wasn't until. I want to say probably about 10 to 12 years ago that it finally clicked for me that Jenny was the girl from Princess Bride, Princess Buttercup. That blew my fucking mind. And we've had conversations off camera. Princess Bride is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Still have yet to see the movie. Still have yet to see it. Still have yet to classic. See it, bro. But I'm gonna take your word.
I'm telling you, classic.
Just listening to you say Princess Buttercup is like, goddamn, son. Like, just...
bro, watch the movie.
Yeah,
I promise.
I'll check it out, bro. I'll check it out, man. Yo, Bro, who comes in a close second to Jenny off the top of your head? Just, you know, shooting the shit here. Who comes in a close second for biggest TV? I'm not gonna say bitches, and that's a hard. Women, just foul women. How about we say it like that? Who comes in a close second to you as a foulest women from TV or movies of all time that they passed off on us as like good women?
Oh, damn, that's a tough one.
I'm gonna give you where I got her ready to go.
Go ahead.
This one might shock a lot of people. You ready? Coming into a close second to Jenny from Forrest Gump, Pam Beasley from The Office.
Ooh.
Bro, the more I watch that shit, the more I say to myself, yo, you were cheating on this dude, Roy, up and until the entire time that you guys broke up and you got with Jen, right? Like, why are we making it seem like that this chick wasn't in her office pretty much flirting with this fucking dude the entire time? Oh,
damn.
Yo, bro, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Damn, you got me on that one, bro.
I walk into a workplace and Bree is fucking doing half the shit she was doing to Jim and we're engaged. Jim's going to get his ass kicked. I'm sorry. Jim, I'm going to just have to whip Jim's ass and me and Bree going to have a conversation. Because you're not going to be having flirty eyes and, you know, playing these little giggly games with this dude sitting 3 feet from you. And yo, come on, man. And we glorifying this. Oh, it's a great love story.
It's the greatest love story.
No, it wasn't. Because she could have broke up with the dude, Roy, at any time. I'm just saying. She could have just been like, you know what? I'm not feeling you, dude.
I'll give you one.
I think we're going to call it quits.
I just thought of one.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
Laura Winslow.
Oh, shit.
Laura Winslow, Steve Urkel, my man, put in that work, did everything for her. She treated him like shit. And it wasn't until he turned into Stefan Urkel that she was like, oh, okay, now I can fuck. Oh, come on.
Bro, you know what? I don't know why I never thought of that, but you are absolutely. This dude, Steve Urkel, could have died drinking that damn elixir. He didn't know if that shit was going to work. Right? Every time he drank it, he was having convulsions.
Yeah. Now we're going to get a possible spinoff where they're married?
No, I don't want to see that, bro. No. I'm sorry. I don't want to see it. I you know what? All I need is one episode, right? Opening. All the credits in. And you see Laura knocking on the door, right? And Steve opens. Oh, hi, Laura. What are you doing here? And the camera goes on Laura, and she's fucking, you know, they show it now. She's fucking 295 pounds. Talking about, Steve, I realize my mistakes now. And he's, get out of here, bitch. Just fucking slam the door right in her face. Get out of here. He's looking. No spinoff. I'm sorry. You had your chances. You blew it. Right?
So, yeah.
You know what's unfair? You know what's unfair? How many movies do you see a woman is with a guy who treats her like shit, right? And all of a sudden, she becomes like a new woman. And then all of a sudden, like Tyler Perry, he had the movie and the play. You know, the guy's husband, he kicks out the house and he's like this rich guy now.
With a wheelchair.
Yeah, and all of that shit. And it's like, why are we not pointing out these women as doing this fucked up shit and making them hero? Mm-hmm. What kind of nonsense is this, bro? All right, yeah. I'm sorry. I know I veered off on the trail.
No, go ahead. So, we brought it up last week. Classic sports movies that you can go back and watch again.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, Noah decided he wanted to watch a baseball movie. So he's like, oh, I want to watch a baseball movie. I was like, I got one for you. Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And my man was all into it. I tried to find nice. Angels in the Outfield, but I couldn't find a good stream for it. So we settled on
you rookie settled, of the year. You settled for rookie of the year.
You settled for rookie of the year. Which is a classic.
Not bad. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yo, and you know what's so crazy? So Mason watched The Replacements for the first time today.
Nice.
Right? And he was sitting there, and he was into it. And he watched it from the beginning to the end. I almost messed up and put on Any Given Sunday for him. But I was I don't know if he's at that age yet. It's just a little bit too much. A
little bit.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too much sex and drugs and stuff going on in that movie. I'm going to give him maybe about 4 or 5 more years for that one. But I did tell him that the next one would be Friday Night Lights. And it's a true story.
You know? The show is good, too.
He's... Say again?
The show is good, too. Friday Night Lights.
I heard it was, and for some reason I never checked it out, but I do. I should definitely get on that, man, and check it out, because I did hear good things about it, brother.
Michael B. Jordan comes into play towards the end of the series. He's in the series. Yeah.
I'll check that shit out, bro.
Yeah,
I gotta check that shit out, man. What else is going on out there in the world that we need to talk about, brother?
Man. We got Super Bowl next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got the Caribbean Series going on right now in baseball. It's not the World Baseball Classic. It's like a smaller scale version of it. We've got spring training starting up soon.
Yeah, I see that, man.
NBA playoffs.
Okay.
Or not I got playoffs, a question but for you, NBA regular season.
How do you feel about this dude, Doc Rivers? Now he's the coach of the Houston All-Star team, and he just coached one game. I need your thoughts on that, man. Give me your thoughts on this, because I'm not feeling that at all.
I will give him props because he came out and said the right thing. He's like, this is stupid. Like, I don't deserve to be here. Like, the only reason he's there is because the coach that coached in the finals is then the coach of the next year. If I'm not mistaken about the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. So since the previous coach got fired, he took over. Now it's his job. He was saying that he would like to send his staff, the guys that have been there, send his check and the ring to the previous coach and go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the stupidest rule I've ever
heard. I mean, nobody can call in an audible and say, listen, who was the team that we beat in the Eastern Conference Finals? They obviously, this coach just got here. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's also this game really doesn't mean anything. So who cares? Right. Who's coaching?
It's going to be 800. Really about the coaching. 801. Like that's going to be the score. Like no one plays no defense. Like,
no, nobody. Nobody plays at all. I just, you know, and I'm not sure if I brought this before, but why the fuck doesn't Mark Jackson get any jobs now?
Bro, he gets nothing. I don't know who he pissed off in the NBA. But he had to piss somebody off because
I don't think that that's cool, bro.
Blackballed is insane.
I don't think that that's cool. And I'm going to be honest with you. So the little bit that I did hear from his tenure with Golden State was that he was very, he was a very like religious-driven coach. And he really wasn't all for the, you know, the younger guys that he had on his team being out partying and clubbing and all of this other stuff. He really wasn't all for that stuff. And the owners at the time, I'm just saying plainly, they was on some freak shit. Like they was living that Illuminati life.
Right.
And they kind of could tell that he wasn't the exact fit for them. So in comes Steve Kerr, who kind of doesn't care about anything that goes on, apparently. So that was their new culture. And it's like ever since then, man, he's kind of just been like blackballed, man. It's just like you never see him anymore. And it's kind of messed up, man.
We'll recycle Doc Rivers. And I won't take credit for this stat. Because I heard Gilbert Arenas talk about it the other day. Doc Rivers hasn't won shit other than when he had 3 Hall of Famers on his team. Before that, he ain't done shit. After that, he went to Philly, Clippers, with Kawhi and DG. He was with Embiid and James Harden. Nothing.
Are you saying that Doc Rivers is superstar kryptonite? Is that what you're saying? That's what it sounds like you're saying, bro.
I'm just saying, what has he really done other than his years with the Celtics? In the East with a very young LBJ.
Yo, listen, man. Listen, bro, if I'm an owner or a GM, I'm staying as far away from, respectfully, staying as far away from Doc Rivers as possible right now. Doesn't he hold a record for, like, the most blown 3-1 leads in NBA history? Like, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Respectfully, I'm sorry. If I was the Bucks, I don't know if Steve Nash is coaching anymore right now. I would have went after Steve Nash. Fuck it. And had him come sit in. If you're not going to go after Mark Jackson or somebody, you know,
who was
high
the other
name
dude
like that.
That got suspended because he was hooking up with somebody in the back office.
I want to say he's with the Rockets.
Houston, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say he's with the Rockets. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, that's another thing. You know, that's a story for another time, that whole situation. How I get fired because this hoe was coming on. Anyway, I'm not.
We digress.
But Ime Udoka had jungle fever.
Now we got spring training coming up. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What are your predictions for this year? Is it the evil empire, the Dodgers, or the new evil empire of the Dodgers? Do the Yankees make a run? Is it Houston again? Like, what's the play?
Well, my biased opinion, if the Yankees don't win a World Series, we've had a failed season. I think, we've gone out and dropped a lot of money on the stage for all of these strippers. You know what I'm saying? You know, we did our usual thing. We went and spent money and brought in a whole lot of big name players and all of this other stuff. And I'm hoping it works out. I'm very curious to see how the Dodgers season is going to go. I think about midway through this year, we'll see how it pans out with the Asian singing group? What is it? BTS? We'll see how they work out with them. And as far as Houston goes, listen, bro, I don't care who beats Houston. I just want somebody to beat them because ever since that shit that they pulled years back against us, man, I will never have respect for Houston ever again. Just fuck them forever, bro. I'm done with them. And as far as the Mets go,
it's rebuild year for them.
Bro, it's been rebuild year for the Mets since I was born. So that, you know,
It sucks too because I'm not a Mets fan by any means, but they got my boy Lindor, my PR flag here. Those are my dudes. My PR guys, I ride with them, whatever team they're on. He's stuck in a shitty spot. All right, he got his bread. I'll give it to him, but Mets ain't going anywhere for a few years. Yeah, they got some stuff coming up the pipeline, but it's going to be a few years.
Listen, bro, when it comes to the Mets, man, I don't believe them. Every year you hear the Mets fans, they talk about the same thing. And it's like, oh, God. Listen, this is the Yankees town, all right? Like, I don't know how much more we can. Why don't you know what y'all should do? Why don't y'all move to Jersey? And this way you could have your own state. Matter of fact, y'all should share a stadium with the Jets and the Giants.
Go ahead.
You guys could get a triple-decker bunk bed, and you guys can all, you know, you guys can make some shadow puppets at night. All that good stuff.
Speaking of MetLife, it came out a few hours ago. MetLife is going to be the scene for the finale, the World Cup Championship. The World Cup final match will be at MetLife Stadium.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Maybe when they finally switch out this shit-ass turf that has been getting everybody injured, because they have rules and regulations that they have implemented for all the NFL stadiums that they will not play any game on turf. All of the games, all of the World Cup games that are played in the U.S. will have to be played on grass. So that means Jerry's World is going to have to switch for grass for the World Cup. That means everywhere else, like, it's going to be interesting.
All of that sounds really good, especially for me. You know why? Because it sounds like they're about to have a whole bunch of revenue coming into MetLife Stadium, which MetLife, you guys owe me some money. So, as soon as that check clears, I'm gonna need you to come holler at your boy because I'm gonna need a little. I'm gonna need a little slice. All right. I still got some injuries, goddammit. I'm still not walking right. You know, I'm waking up in cold sweats in the middle of the night just smelling piss and smelling the fucking, hearing laughter. You know,
we'll definitely get into this story when we have our boy Craig on the show in a few weeks. My God, man. Craig was eyewitness to what happened. So stay tuned for that.
Yo, I had a question for you right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of double back to WWE, right?
Yeah.
And if you guys spoke about this on the other platform already, I apologize in advance. How do you feel about The Rock coming back and taking Cody's spotlight, bro?
This is perfect because our episode was filmed on Thursday, recorded. So we didn't get the news of Rock Cody until that'll be coming up on this week. Shout out to the Sold Out podcast. I think it's kind of fucked up, man. I think I know it was in the works for last year and it didn't come to fruition because of Rock's filming schedule. But it's a bad look when The Rock goes on the board and then is now, I get it because there were supposed to be other superstars on this card and it's lacking the star power, right? CM Punk got hurt. Brock Lesnar got kicked off. Seth Rollins is dealing with injury. So there's a lot of factors that are dealing into it. But you've been building this shit since last year, since Cody lost. And, you know, he's going to finish the story. It's the fucking poster of the WWE 2K24 that's coming out. And now you insert The Rock. And the last I saw, the video had over 4 million views. 900,000 likes. And over 500,000 dislikes on that video.
Wow.
So I don't know if WWE is going to pull an audible, if they're going to react to the fans' reaction. Like, they're saying this might turn Cody into the next Daniel Bryan with the whole yes movement that was going on.
Yeah, but does he need that, though? I don't think he doesn't. Needs that.
He doesn't, but I don't know. It's a very sticky situation, the way you look at it. Like, I get it. I get it from a business standpoint. But it just sucks. If you're Cody.
Here's my small take on it. And I lean more on you in this area because I know you know more of the ins and outs than I do about what's going on in WWE right now. But just from an optics standpoint, as somebody who just sees what's going on every now and then, and, you know, YouTube algorithm, and I'm checking in, flipping through the TV, oh, what's going on, and all this other stuff, right? Just here's, I don't know. You just tell me if any of this makes sense. If it doesn't, say, bro, nah, I don't think that's going to work. So Rock is now on the board of whatever. It's public knowledge. Like, this is no secret, right?
Right.
Why not have The Rock become the new Vince McMahon? And I'm going to tell you how you set that up, right? Cody, Roman Reigns, WrestleMania, special guest referee, The Rock. Which way is The Rock going to go? Is he going to help out his family, or is he going to go with Cody? You know, they come down to the wire. Rock turns on Cody. He's the biggest fucking villain in the company now. Everybody loves a villain, bro. Everybody. So now you raise Cody's stock because now it's like, yo, the guy just can't get ahead because
Now
you got The Rock who's on the board, or he's the new chairman and all this other shit. And now The Rock has heat. Roman Reigns has mega heat because now his uncle is definitely the tribal chief, CEO, whatever you want to call it. Why not do it like that? Like, you just remove this dude, Cody, out the equation if he's been building. And like, I don't understand. So it also makes me think, is that why they had Seth Rollins out there on Monday with that whole, oh, I think you should fight me? And because I'm not going to lie, exactly, I was watching, you know, I was watching that clip. I was on my way to work and was listening to, like, the YouTube, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know, it just sounds weird. Like, I've never heard anybody begging somebody to challenge them for a title like that. Like, it didn't sound authentic. It didn't sound like, I don't know, it didn't sound right. It didn't sound right. And then to see The Rock come out and all of this stuff, I'm like, now it kind of makes sense. I see what's going on. You guys were kind of setting that up.
What I've heard, what they want to do is they want Cody to win the belt from Rollins and take it to SummerSlam and challenge whoever wins between Rock and Roman and have a title unification match. And from what they're saying, Rock doesn't want to lose to Roman. That's the word.
That doesn't make any sense.
Rock doesn't want to.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense.
You're gonna have.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. So, what are you gonna do? You're gonna have Rock win it, right? And not appear on TV every week, even though Roman doesn't like. So, you know, there's that. But you're not gonna have him show up and have a belt that means nothing like it does now because he don't want to lose. I don't get it. But
I don't understand that either, bro. And I get what you're saying about the star power and all of this stuff, but how do you keep shitting on the guys that are like really putting in the work? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know,
that's,
bro.
That's the equivalent, right? That's the equivalent of the Super Bowl going on next week and Tom Brady coming in and being like, Brock Purdy, go take a seat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to play for the Niners in this game. I'm like, yo, that's insane.
That's fucked up, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably the only thing that would save the Super Bowl for me. And maybe like, yo, you know what? Now I'm going to watch this shit.
You heard Brady's coming back? And he's bringing Gronk?
No, I might watch. You know what? Now you got my attention. I just might watch that shit.
Bro, I heard a crazy stat. Tom Brady, right, is the player who gave Patrick Mahomes his first regular season loss, first postseason loss, and first Super Bowl loss. All came at the hands of Tom Brady.
Wow.
So I don't care how big or how many Super Bowls Mahomes gets. There will always be one.
Mm-hmm.
And 1B.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. How many rings they got now? Two?
They got two.
They got two, right?
Mm-hmm. Brady's got six.
Bro, he gets that third one, man. They might they're gonna have to really kill the comparisons between Allen and Mahomes if you get that third one, bro. I mean, not that you could compare them too much now. I mean, I know that they're both greats, but it don't mean the thing if you don't got that ring, bro. Like that's just it, man. That's just it, bro. And I hate to say it. I hate giving this dude any kind of accolades, but it is what it is, bro. Whatever.
Because right now he's matched up with Peyton. Peyton's got two.
I think he got it a little better than Peyton, though. He got it with the same team. Mahomes has a little bit of a better core of stars around him as to where Peyton was. Yeah, he had Marvin Harrison. You had Dallas Clark and all these other dudes. And it's like,
they just never had the defense.
They look old. Yeah. Say again?
They never had the defense to do it.
Yes. Yes. And then when he was with Denver, the defense back when Von Miller. Remember when Von Miller used to play defense?
Yeah.
That's what helped them win this championship then, back when they had a Von Miller who actually gave a damn about playing football, as opposed to the Von Miller that we have now in Buffalo, who's just playing
around. Do you remember that Super Bowl where, was it Seattle that came in and put the ass whooping of a lifetime on Peyton Manning? That Legion of Boom came out to make an impression.
Yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they Which did. They, that was the
that team should have had two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he should have. But Richard Sherman in beast mode, that's when, bro, you about to open up a whole nother can of worms, bro. Marshawn Lynch, who
at the one goddamn yard line.
Yeah, that didn't make any kind of sense.
Insane.
Yes.
But we are at our hour mark. Biggie, give us the words of wisdom for the week before we wrap up this show.
Yeah, I have to do it now because Bree's giving me that look like, dinner's ready, motherfucker. It's
time. Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up.
Let's go. Because, yo, listen, let me tell you something. You got a woman that cooked dinner, man, and you're not there while that shit is hot. This is going to be problems, bro.
We're hoping for those in the OTBS universe, OTBS Mafia, hopefully for our Valentine's Day week episode, we will have the ladies, the first ladies of OTBS.
God. Oh, I don't know why. We asking for trouble. We asking for some real trouble.
That will be
for real.
A great episode.
So, as I recollect on this past week, and all of the things that I've been able to be a part of. Yesterday I was at my boy James's baby shower. Shout out to James and Caleb Blocker. They're going to be welcoming their first child any time now. I've known this dude James for over 20 years. And I bring that up because I don't think we value enough the importance of having good friends around you, or just good people around you in general, man. And don't take it for granted. And I know a lot of times we get caught up in life, and you know, you might not speak to someone, and you know, a couple weeks goes by, a month goes by, 6 months goes by, a year goes by. Then the next year, you go, damn, it's been quite a minute since I spoke to XYZ. You know, it's gonna happen, and that's okay. But when you do remember to reach out to that person, or that person reaches out to you, it's for a reason. Like, you ever had that moment where somebody like that you haven't spoken to in mad long just pop into your head? You know what I'm saying? I swear, bro, every time that happens to me, I just take a second and shoot that person a text, because it's a reason, man. It's a reason that person is crossing your mind. You just never know. That might be God telling you, listen, this person is going through something right now. I need you to just send a text message saying hello, saying what's up. You know, you just never know. But having a real good friend in your life, that shit means everything. Everything. 100%. And I'm not just talking about somebody that you could call, like, yo, let's go get fucked up and let's go clubbing.
Right.
Nah, man, nah, I'm not, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody that you could call, God forbid, at 1 o'clock in the morning because you in a dark place and you're just like, yo, I can't take another step unless I hear some good words. You know what I'm saying? And I always try to be that for people. And yo, Fred, I know you're a brother like that, man. Like, you always somebody that can be depended on. But yo, listen, if you have somebody in your phone right now that you're like, yo, you know what? I haven't spoken to such and such a mad long. Let me just check on them. Just check on them and see if they good, because they might need it, bro. They might be on that edge. 100%. You just never know. Because life right now is not easy, I'm telling you.
Not easy at all.
It's not easy.
No way, man.
For real, bro. For real. You know, me and Bree were talking earlier about, don't know if New York is the place no more, bro.
It's true, man. It's very true.
It's just not safe. Too. It's too expensive. It's,
yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Let us know.
That's what I got.
We'll hitch our U-Haul to yours, and off we go. But with that being said, the Sports Frenzy Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, the Sports Frenzy Pod on Twitter. We should be up on YouTube. We'll throw the link up on Instagram. We thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.
You already know. You already know.